You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the... Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is like
and everything else. They just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen like a tree.
Somebody manufactured this.
The hand was freaking out.
Into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot creature lives.
Bigfoot lives. A movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Think I've seen something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of me, and we're talking about you. Well, probably gonna hell. I've been to St. John's Wall. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and they called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast, and it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday Foot Live Radio Show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. If you'd like to join us in our live session, dial in and join us at 347-996-5877. That's 347-996-5877. Just dial in and wait for the moderator to announce your area code and bring you on to the show. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Hey, everybody. This is Marco Bill. And tonight, Tom, of course, is on his government mission. But I got a big surprise for everybody. Alex Hearn is going to host in for Tom, but today is Alex's birthday, the big B-Day. So let everybody welcome him into a big birthday celebration here. Well, getting towards the end of the day now, but I hope he had a wonderful day there. Alex, how are you doing?
Doing great, Marco. Thank you very much. Yep, I guess it's my birthday show, and it's the New Year's show, right?
That's
got
it.
Got some great guests.
I had a great day. Good. Super. Well, how about letting us know who's in the chat room and maybe giving a few shout-outs to some of our sick and ill people out there?
Well, let's start out with the good chair. So we'll say hi to everybody in the chat room. And, of course, we got Jan and Craig from the GBRI. We got myself and Mitch and JJ from the AZCRO Forum. We got John R. We got, of course, yourself in there. We got Lisa just chimed in. Hi, Lisa. That's probably Lisa Grubin from Texas, maybe. Hi, Lisa. We got Snake Man from Paris, Texas. And we got a guest. Who's the mystery guest in the chat room? Click the line down below where it says edit nickname, and you'll be able to add your name, and we'll say hi to you. And also a brighter note, because everybody's doing better, we want to say hello to, of course, my mom, who's not feeling well. She's getting ready to start her chemo, but she's gotten good news lately, so she's happy. Dee of Alabama, some family issues. Chuck Creel, doing medical checkup. And now this says Chuck. I thought it was Dawn. Chuck also having some tests done?
Yes, he is. He's having some tests done. He's got a heart murmur, and we just want to send out a prayers and,
yeah, we,
and well wishes.
You always want to send out a
test for his testing next week, that everything comes out all right.
We sure do, and his dad, too, who's probably still recovering himself, which is Donna,
Donna,
I believe.
And Donna's sister passed away here on the 15th, and for both Bruce and her, I'm sure it's not a really happy time or a really merry Christmas when somebody who's close to you passes away. We send them out all of our love and our prayers and wishes that everything works out okay for everybody.
I wasn't going to forget Bruce's sister for sure. And also Indy from the East Coast Bigfoot Research, guys. We lost Indy a couple of days before Christmas, too, so our heart goes out to Indy. He's one of Billy Willard's buddies, and we don't want to forget anybody this time of year.
Absolutely.
Who do you got for us tonight, Marco? We got a great show.
Well,
lineup,
we have, basically, what we're going to do is a little bit of a change, because this is our New Year's show. And so what we're doing tonight is we're going to go, we have we got six guests. Could have had more, but... six, I think, is we don't want to pile everybody on, and we want to give a few minutes for everybody to speak. And basically what we're going to do is we're just going to briefly go over the past year with each guest, what's happened to them, and then what's in store or what they think is in store or their goal for the new year. And our first guest, obviously, is our good friend Chris Allen. And Chris, you are on there now, my friend, and say hi to Alex.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Marco.
Hey, Chris. Happy holidays, buddy.
Happy birthday,
Thank
Alex.
You. Thank
and,
you. Thank you very much.
I have been keeping your mom in my regular prayers out there. God bless her heart. Hope she gets
better.
Thank
you.
This is my New Year's resolution, is for your mom to get feeling better.
I was going to say, you ask about her or say something nice about her every time we speak or even email. So thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
Nice.
And how about your family? How's everything going? You guys have
everything
a good holiday?
Yeah, I was at my mom's for Christmas, and she's lonely this year after losing her husband of 50 years, and you know, it's the second Christmas since he's been gone. So it was tough for her, but you know, I was there for her, and it just she didn't make me stand in the corner, so I was grateful. No kidding.
awesome. And how about the new year? You gonna do something nice for the New Year's?
For New Year's, my plans are as usual. Play music, have friends over, and just entertain. I don't have a show for this year because I'm getting ready for school. It starts up on January the 10th at a new college. I'll be going from Mount State to Bridgemont in Montgomery, West Virginia. And I'm doing an entrepreneurship there, a two-year degree, to further my music endeavors. I needed to know more about the management side of my music and the contracts and things of this nature, which were my weaknesses. So I'm doing the schooling there, which that'll slow down some of my shows, my tour dates, and as far as some of my expeditions. Now, I was already planning on going out to Ohio last week, and it ended up, we got so much snow up here, I didn't go then. I said to get back in touch with everybody because there was a sighting there. And I just had a cable guy come up here to my house the other day. I was having some internet connection problems here on high-speed cable, and when he came up, he wanted to tell me something. You could just read his mind. He wanted to tell you something, but he didn't know how to come about asking or whatever, and I brought it up. What I do, you know, I'm a lead singer. I go out on Bigfoot expeditions. You know, Tom, you know, I've been out on the road many times with Thomas Guardian. Guys, like, I've always called Tom the godfather of Bigfoot. But nevertheless, this guy just openly told me then what was on his mind. It's like, that's exactly what I wanted to tell you. One of my last places where I went to do an installation, he went behind a little coal shed to relieve himself, and he looked over across a little piece of property, and there was an old abandoned coal mine, and this Bigfoot just walked out as if it were a human, walked out, stretched, and looked right at him. He said, I took off running back to my friends. Now, the cable guy was a huge guy, and this guy looked like he was one of these wrestlers or something. And so that gave me a more of a local place that I didn't think about. A lot of this area is rich with abandoned coal mines. They're very unsafe to go into, but you don't really have to go into the coal mines to find the Bigfoot because they have to come out in cameras.
That's so awesome. Now, do you have a lot of mines and even caves in the area, too?
Oh, yeah. West Virginia is really rich with the caves. West Virginia, Virginia, and the Shenandoah Mountain area, it's, there's all kinds of huge historical caves there. But there are a lot of little caves on people's property. And more all the way down in the Kentucky, Virginia area, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, you have a lot of the coal mines that were here, you know, 100-plus years ago or not even so long ago, and they're abandoned. A lot of them have been gated up, and a lot of them have not. And they often have ventilation shafts that went into the latter parts of the mines, which those could also be used as the entry point. So, yeah,
pretty amazing.
So, gives you a lot more opportunities to put cameras out.
It does, because, you know, something's going to be going in and out of the entrances to those caves and canyons. That's one of the things we started doing right from the beginning here. Tommy, AP, Mitch, the guys have all put cameras in front of caves or openings, you know, underground openings. In fact, Mitch is probably going to talk about three underground type nesting locations that he's found this week. We think that they like to get underground or undercover, and I think it's similar in your case too, right?
Yes, I've actually found nests underground, and one of them was outside of Center Hill, Tennessee, and there was a nest that looked like somebody took many long leaf bags full of leaves. Now, there is not a trace of a leaf anywhere in the cave until you got way down in the cave, about a quarter of a mile. And there is a pillar. It's just like a natural formation in the cave, about like a queen-sized bed, if not a little larger and a little bit longer. And there's a good, thick pillow top of leaves that were piled up on this. And it's about knee height, maybe a little taller than knee height. And there's an awesome escape area. If somebody was coming into that cave and you had to escape, there's a little narrow place that most humans wouldn't want to get on their belly and scoot through to get out of. It goes deeper into the cave. And I haven't went further than that one point, but I've actually stayed 3 days inside that cave. And it was wild because we were only supposed to be in there for 2 days, but our last day, wouldn't you know it, my bodyguard brought out a bottle of tequila, and, it was crazy, yeah. Never drank tequila under his earth again.
That's one thing that would probably give me the heebie-jeebies is being in a cave that I had to crawl through. Have you seen the movie The Descent?
Yes, I did.
Great yeah, when they're, when they're crawling through that portion of the cave in the beginning, I was getting the heebie-jeebies just watching it.
You know, some of the caves that you crawl in, and if something happened, if there was a slight shift of earth, an earthquake, a tremor of anything, that ground can compress just enough that you're not coming out without some serious something going on.
That's exactly what happens to them in that movie, of course, you know, or they wouldn't be a movie. But, yeah, that's all I could think of is you're crawling through that small opening, you know.
The temperature, too, if you're outside. You know, there's a cave, for example, in Cedars 11 in Tennessee. It's called the Jackson Cave. Now, this cave actually has a river flowing under the ground inside there. I've been in there many times. I've actually started to dive in this, but I had to go through so much permission to get to build that, to do that. I didn't have the time to go through all the permits and everything if it were accessible. But nevertheless, I've actually been in this cave many times, and you got some places that you could actually, let's say if it were an end-of-time situation and you had to survive, you know, or a fallout of some sort, you'd want underground fresh water. It was there. These guys know that. I mean, a Bigfoot's a very intelligent creature. The temperature stays consistent, so you don't have the blizzard outside or you don't have the 100-and-something-degree temperature outside. You've got the inside protection of the environment that's staying at a steady 58 degrees. You have, some of them have water. Now, a lot of, if it's not fresh running water in there, you would not want to drink that water because the magnesium that would be in the water would give you extreme dehydration.
Well, Chris, let me ask you a question, buddy. Let me ask you a question. What is your goals for next year?
I have a quite simple goal. I want to be the first recording artist to capture Bigfoot.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good goal.
I have two goals for next year. For your mom, Alice, to get better, and to capture Bigfoot. There you go.
There you go, Chris.
Chris,
thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much for coming on tonight and sharing with us. And as
thank
always,
you, Marco.
We'd love to have you on, buddy.
Thank you. It's awesome every time I'm on here, and I love your fans that are on there listening. And, you know, God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful New Year's. Better next year, 2011. It's here. You can see it coming. So, God bless.
Same to you, Chris, and your family, too.
Thank you.
Yep. God bless you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Well, we got ladies and gentlemen, that was Chris. And next, we got a good old friend here. Well, she's not that old. I say old friend, but it's Becky Botello from Washington. And Becky, why don't you say hi to Alex?
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Becky.
Hey, Alex, happy birthday.
Thank you, sweetheart. How are you?
You're welcome.
How's everything?
I hope you have a great happy birthday.
I'm having a great one, thanks to everyone like you.
Oh.
And Marco and Chris.
Well, we love you, Alex.
Everybody's been super-duper awesome, so thank you very much. Happy New Year to everybody, too. I hope everyone had a great holiday. Now,
Yes. What's
going on up in your area? You got snow? You got rain? Any activity?
Oh, we had snow. We just experienced like 3 inches of snow. I woke up to 3 inches of snow this morning, and the roads were pretty slick for a while, and then they melted off. Tomorrow's supposed to
Before we go any further, you be careful out there because we all know what you do all day.
Yes, I know. I got to go drive. It's supposed to be 23 degrees, and my dispatcher somehow didn't get the message that the roads were going to be, you know, really slick. So I have to go driving very early in the morning, and so say a prayer for me that I'm well and okay.
Well, we will. I was thinking about you today because I knew there was some weather up there.
Yeah.
That's why I asked.
Pretty cold. Well, Alex, what I did was, so that I could stay within like a two-minute format, I kind of wrote out a letter because it is a New Year's thing and you guys were doing it a little bit differently today. I wanted to know if it would be okay if I just read it. That way I don't
definitely
take up much time.
Nope, definitely. Perfect. Marco always appreciates it when we stay on schedule.
This is kind of a beginning thing to present, but this is what I wrote.
Go for it.
Thank you. Well, you know, I first met Tom in the SFBI in August of 2008, and that's when I found the website, and I responded to a request posted for anyone knowing about a white creature on a video, you know, that he had up on his website, and some of you will probably remember that. They will probably know exactly which video I'm talking about. And because I had seen an almost white creature, I called in, and Tom responded the next day. That really surprised me, and I'm going to tell you, because I hadn't expected to hear from anybody in weeks. And he called me the next day. And then he called me a second time a few days later to verify my story and invited me to be a guest on the show. And then he called me right after that show that I was on, that very first show that I was on, to tell me the influx of emails that were coming in, because everybody was truly interested in my story. And I was surprised again that he took the time to call me to tell me that. You know, that really impressed me. Well, it's now 2010. I've had three experiences since that time, three sightings. And I've reported each one of them to Tom. I've been on the show. He's had me on the show every single time. I've had other people who have known, you know, had experiences, and I've had them on the show, as you know. And he's always included me along with everybody else that I can remember. Every person that has ever had a sighting, ever had an encounter, he has brought them onto the show. And I'm just really impressed with the SFBI. Bill Marlette, you has always been a great friend to everybody. Bill, I appreciate you so much.
You're welcome.
Really,
you're a friend
I
too,
do.
Becky, you know.
You're a great friend to everybody. Everybody loves you. And, you know, so I'm basically, you know, I'm just kind of keeping touch with everything because this is a you know, when I first came on to this whole scene back in 2008, all I had was rough information. All I knew is what I had seen, and I didn't know where to go with that. And because of the SFBI, because people like you, Bill, and Alex, and J.C. Johnson, and Chris Allen, and Mitch Wade, and Bruce Shield, and Tim Vizzano, and just everybody who's been coming on, you know, and just so much information, and now the Facebook page, and Alex, I love your Ascro. I love that.
Thank
website.
You.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
And I love Mitch Wade's Facebook page thing. I'm on that all the time, too. I'm on all of them. Never mind. No, I'm just trying to learn as much as I can, and I am. I'm just learning tremendous amounts of information. And so, you know, I would love to see for this new year, and this is my wish, is that we could all somehow come together. If there's been any backbiting, if there's been any, you know, any negativity toward any one of us, I would love to see all of us just come together because there's one common denominator. I mean, we are trying to prove that this creature exists so that we can get the government to recognize it so that we can have it protected, these creatures protected. And I think that Tom has got an excellent platform. He's worked for years to create these platforms through media and other situations, and it's perfect. You know, it's like if we have a sighting, if we have an encounter, we can all work together, you know, to bring this information to the table and get this done. And I'm really hoping that 2011 is going to be the year. It's like Chris Allen said, well, I'd love to see one captured, or, you know, humanely captured and released, I should say, and not harmed in any way. Unform, proven that they exist. And I'm just excited. I'm really excited. I'm going to try to get some equipment, some night vision equipment, and I have been going out into the woods. You know that, Alex. You know that I've been doing
yep.
stuff. And
yep.
So I'm going to continue to do that. I'm on another site right now. I'm checking out something else right now. I'm doing some photographs,
well,
and I still haven't been able to get those photographs to you.
Before you spend any money, get in touch with my friend and our next guest, Mitch, because he knows all the tricks and the trades, save money with equipment, whether it's buying night vision or putting together, you know, one of those parabolic ears, which are awesome. And you'd be surprised how cheap you can put one of those things together. And you could probably, now, just going by your picture, and knowing the story background a little bit, you could probably sit on, like, the edge of Jennifer's property, aim this thing into the woods, and if anything's walking 50 to 100 yards behind the trees where you can't see, you'll be able to hear it with this thing. And I'm guessing on the distance, I'm betting Mitch will tell us it goes a lot further. He built, the last one he built was either a 20 or a 30-inch dish. And he hooked that up to a digital MP3 type sound recorder, and he had an instant parabolic ear that was recording everything it heard, and he got some good sounds with it. And in your location, it would probably work just as good or even better.
Oh, so absolutely.
Get in touch with Mitch through the forum or through his Mogollon Monster website before you spend any money, because he'll tell you how to spend it the right way so you get the right stuff.
Oh, thank you, and I definitely will check that out. I'll talk to him tomorrow, the next day. Thank
yep.
you.
And you're welcome. And Pop too, of course. You know Tom, of course, too. But Mitch kind of works on a working man's budget, so he knows all the tricks that can get you some good equipment for some sharp money.
I appreciate that because I do want to get the equipment. I just need to save money because I'm a single working mom here, and we all need to save money.
Yeah, specifically with the night vision. Marco, is Mitch on? Do we have to make some money with some?
Well, yeah, we will do that, but I wanted to tell Becky, thank you so much for coming on. And,
you're welcome.
We'll keep in touch. I know Kelly Queen there is... was really excited, and thanks for introducing us to her.
Well, I'm checking some stuff out in her area, too. Can I take a second to tell you something that did happen?
Sure.
When I went out there, I went out to her house, by the way, to help her out with Christmas because she's a little bit down in her luck right now and a little bit down in her money. And my daughter and I took some gifts out to her house Christmas Eve. And I went out deliberately in the night because I was hoping to catch something. And my daughter and I both heard something. I don't know what it was. I just caught something out of my headlight. That's all. I don't know what it was. It was just a movement, but we had the window down in my car, and we heard a bunch of snapping branches, and it sounded like something really heavy was going through there. And then I came back to her house the next day to bring something else, and she told me that there had been some activity right behind her house. So I drove back in that area, and I thought, you know what, I'm coming back here. And this is why I was asking about the night vision equipment. This is why I'm asking about some of the audio equipment, because there are certain areas that I really believe are active, and I want to check it out.
Well, that'd be great. We're going to keep in touch with you, Becky, so don't worry. We're going to, from time to time, I'll be talking to you.
Okay.
We'll get you back on again here soon.
Thank
you so much for coming
up. Everybody listening.
Well, Happy New Year to you too, and I hope everything is I think you had a Merry Christmas, and I just hope your New Year is the same, beneficial and healthy.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. We'll see you later.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Night, Becky.
Well, Alex.
Yes, Marco.
We'll just let Mitch come on here. Mitch, how are you, buddy?
Hey, buddy. Hello.
Yep.
Hi, Mitch. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Hey, Mitch, have you got something else? Are you going to... We're getting an echo through your thing.
How's that?
That's better.
Okay. Yeah, the speakerphone was on. Okay, I'll go through my stuff real quick if you want, and let you know what's up.
I think you have, my gosh, you got 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. As far as the sound equipment goes, I do have a video on YouTube that shows how to put together one of those parabolic dish antennas for, you know, somebody that's on a budget. They do work very well. I can hear somebody walking at about 100 yards. I can hear whispering about 110. So can't quite make out the words at 110 yards, though. So somebody.
But so I was pretty accurate on the distances. Pretty good.
Yeah. And I do have designs for another sound amplifier that's going to allow me to do directional vectoring, and that's one of my goals for this year is I'm going to build two of them so that I can set up listening posts on two hills and vector in on vocalizations so I can figure out where they are, basically where they hang out at nights. So that's
really cool. That's really cool.
I'd like to go through kind of like a list of what I wrote down. I do have an open invitation to all Bigfoot hunters for the 22nd through the 27th of August, 2011. Everybody's invited. There is no charge. Forest Service will not let us sell anything, but that won't stop us from exchanging ideas and checking the area out. I did put a link up for that. So anybody that wants to check it out can watch the video and find out how to be there. This year we're going to try to think out of the box. That's one of the things we try to do. What we're going to try to do is some long-term visits in the field, and we have some new areas that we're visiting. We have located a canyon with cliff dwellings in it and several caves. And several flyovers we've seen biped type figures down in the canyon and on ridges in that area. So
now,
we're going to be
I know for a fact JC is very interested in this. Without giving out the directions, because we don't want to do that, but tell everybody how remote this location is. You surmised this was going on in this location, but it was only, what, Thanksgiving or another holiday where you spoke to family members that actually have flown over it. So didn't mean to interrupt you, Mitch.
Yes, that's true. And it's not going to be a day trip. It's going to be a long week, at least a week-long backpack trip to get into, actually check these areas out. And
are you thinking one day packing in, or might it even be two?
It probably will be two. And what we're going to try to do is we're not approaching the cliff dwellings and the caves right off the bat, but we're going across the canyon to where we can look at them, and we're going to observe them with telescopes so that we can tell if anything is actually living in the dwellings.
Well, that's really awesome, and I'm glad you put some dates together, and I'm glad you put some dates together far out. I've had two or three different people today tell me they'd like to get together in 2011, and I think that would be the perfect opportunity. So I'll keep it in mind, and I'll keep pushing it with everybody I talk to, as I always do. And we'll see if we can get some people from some great distance to come in on your August trip. Now, I don't know whether this is going to be to that same location or not. I guess that'll depend. But we'll work on that for the next 10 months, 8 months, or whatever it is, to see if we can get that trip successful and maybe get a big powwow out of it.
Yeah. Well, that's what we hope to do. We hope to get some information off of these observations for the Bigfoot community to find out more about these creatures.
You know, and what you're saying goes right in line with what Chris said before you. I mean, we have cliff-dwelling type caves, right, where these creatures we think are staying in cover. So they have almost like a home there. And now one of the flybys saw many figures, right? So think there's a large group there. What are you thinking on the amount of people? Creatures.
Well, there was three of them spotted. So we know there's at least three, but I'm having a feeling with these dwellings that there's enough room, enough food and water there to support probably 12. So I'm thinking there's about 12 of them in that area.
That's kind of amazing. People don't quite understand the extent to what we're dealing with here. They think of Arizona, they think of spuriotic sightings, you know. I think one of the sightings from back in the 80s was from Baseline Road, so not a prime location. Maybe back in those days it was a lot more vegetation than buildings, but where we're talking is thick vegetation. It's almost tropical at times in some of the canyons, correct?
Correct. Did the ferns come up around your waist and chest? Very thick.
Yeah, people don't realize it until we take them there, that we're talking a location that's almost like an Asian jungle or something at times. You get in there and it's almost steamy and moist. The ferns blanket the ground. They're 3 to 4 feet off the ground. In locations, I mean, they're thick. You can't see your feet when you're walking through them, let alone, a cat or a fox or a wolf, something that was hiding underneath them. And so it's a very thick, prime location with caves, vegetation, animals, water. It has everything they need. What else do you have planned for 2011, Mitch? I think we got another 2 or 3 minutes for you.
Actually, we're right on your time, Alex.
Well, we just got a lot of stuff going on, and I will keep everybody posted as to what's going on, as usual. So that's for now, that's what I've got.
Excellent, excellent. Now, Wiz, what's the name of your website that I've been pumping up that everybody can go to and check out all your videos? And I know the YouTube site's kind of a little bit hard to get to, but I think if you just Google Susan Farnes, not Google, but search Susan Farnes from within YouTube, it'll go right to it. But you can also get to that from your great Mogollon Monster website, right? What's the address?
That's mogollonmonster.com, M-O-G-O-L-L-O-N, monster.com. And Susan Farnes is Susan, it's short for Susan Farnsworth.
Correct, which is the name that your wife writes the Mogollon Monster book under, and that's available on the site, correct, in electronic form?
Yes, it is.
And also, and if you go up on www.bigfoot5.com, you're going to see a link to Mitch's website. We have a special website just for Mitch. And all of his links are up there. Well, most of his links are there. His web page, all the things that we're talking about right now are also logged in there to the videos. Once you get in on one of those things, you're going to be on either his web page, mogollonmonster.com, or you'll be on Susan Farnes, Susan Farnes. Both, including there's a link to his command center.
Awesome. Great photo of that. Now, I recommend everybody grab the book because it's called The Mogollon Monster, Arizona's Bigfoot. It's a great read. Has some historical stories from Arizona. And they're family stories, campfire stories. But they're some really interesting tales. So I don't want to give out any information, but it's an awesome read. Mitch, and you know I'm not lying. I bring it with me on every expedition because I like to read some of the stories while we're in the locations that maybe they happened. So I bring it with me on every trip. But you can get the electronic version on Mitch's website real, real cheap. It's an incredible read. I guarantee you'll read it two or three times.
And Mitch, I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show. You're always there for us. Every week you come on and share some more things with us. I'm always happy to share your things. You're a really good researcher. You have some really interesting sites, and you always have some good things to tell us about. Thank you, and Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to everybody. Bye.
Bye, Mitch. And you know what? To David, too, because David's out there with you through all the snow and the rain and the cold and hiking deep into the woods and climbing the trees and putting up the cameras. And he does the brunt of the work when he's out, just like Preston does. So all the best to everybody on your team, Shannon, everybody, and your wife.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll pass it on.
Marco, who do we have next? Or do you want to make some money?
Lisa. No, Lisa's coming on next. Let me get Lisa on here. Lisa, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Alex. I hope you had a good birthday today.
Thank you very much. I had a great birthday, and I hope you had a great holiday and are going to have a great New Year's.
Oh, yeah, we hope so. But anyway, I got an interesting story to tell y'all real quick, though.
Awesome.
We had some more doubters out this past weekend.
Did they come in doubters and leave believers just like Vince?
Yes. What happened was it was just about dusk, and the fellow that lives down the street with all the hunting dogs, he was moving them or something. I'm not sure what he was doing with them, but they all got loose. And as soon as they were out of their cages, they were in the woods across the street. And I think they're those red tick hounds. And Well, they got on the trail of something real quick and was giving it hell. And there were all kinds of strange and scary noises coming out of them woods. Well, then he finally got all his dogs together, and they left out. I guess they're going hunting or something. Well, then later that night, about 11-ish or so, my friend and I was here on the computer, and I was going through Mitch's website and all that and showing her everything, and Astro's website. Woo-hoo, Astro. And all
Thank
that.
You.
And our husbands were in front of the TV. And anyway, all of a sudden, we started hearing the hollering going on. I was like, oh, no. I said, let's go. We got to go. I got my monitor that's hooked up to my outside camera, you know, in my bedroom. I said, we got to go. And so we went into the bedroom and turned the monitor on. And, of course, the husbands come in with us. And they got to hear it all. And I'm telling you, it sounded like there was at least two of them out there, and they sounded very angry with the noises they were making. And
so maybe angry about the commotion earlier?
Yes, with the dogs, because the area, it sounded like they were over at that man's house, and
uh-huh.
They did not sound happy. And I asked my friends, because our friends are like, wow, what is that? I said, well, what do you think it is? We've been telling you about it. You know? I asked them, I said, well, do y'all want to go outside? Oh, hell no. Nobody wanted to go outside. Nope. They didn't want no part of that. But they left believing.
Wow.
So that was a funny little story.
Your area is also a prime location, you know, just thick, thick vegetation, lots of, even though there's homes nearby, I mean, where you live is obviously very thinly settled, and then right across the street you have the big recreation area and the beautiful lake, and then behind you have basically nothing but farmlands, right?
Right.
Until you get to the ranch. So it's a beautiful prime location, you know, with everything a creature could want. So, and we had activity there many times, you know, you've had it many times before we came. We came and had activity that night, and you've had activity since we left, too. So it seems like a location where they're at least staying for now. Have you had, and forgive me if I've forgotten, you already told me this, but have you had pretty much activity 365 days a year, or do you think they, like, spend 6 months there and sneak off somewhere else when maybe the lake starts getting busy?
We think that a little of both, actually. We think we get some that do pass through during those two times of the year, that the fall and the spring. But at the same time, you know, we've had activity and strange things happen through the summer months and all that, and for several years, you know, and cause just like our pear tree, it gets stripped every year, you know, top to bottom, overnight is stripped, you know.
Yeah, except for the people. And the amount of people that obviously increase because it's a camping area and the beautiful lake, there's no reason for them to leave because you got tons and tons of crop, I would think, you know, both wild and from the farms.
Well, Lisa, what is your New Year's resolution for Bigfoot?
Well, I'm hoping to make contact. I'm trying to be brave. currently, I don't know if y'all recall it, but the cat and the peanut butter, any day now, I'm hoping to get back the reports from the DNA on it, you know, or whatever they pull off of it.
Yeah, super.
I don't know how long that takes, but it's sure been there for a while now, and it's like, any day now, come on.
No, it ought to be interesting. Well, Lisa, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight and sharing with us. As always, and of course, we're always going to have you on again. Oh, hold on, I got interrupted here with one of my side things. We're okay now. But thank you so much for coming on. And, of course, we'll have you on again. We keep touch with you from time to time to make sure that everything is going good. You take care and have a happy new year.
You
and
also.
God bless.
Same to you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Lisa. We'll be in touch. Who we got next, Marco?
Well, we got to have Jan. Jan Allen is on here, and I got to unmute him. Jan, how are you, my friend?
Hello, guys. Happy New Year.
We got about 4 minutes for you to, about 5 minutes to tell us what's a little bit of your this year and what your expectations for next year are, Jan. Your health is getting better, I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting better every day, getting stronger, and hopefully we're going to be out and doing it full force by March anyway. Happy birthday to you, brother. I hope you have
a great... Thank you. I am, because of some great friends like you.
Well, thank you. But anyway, I'm still sending you stuff, so and I'll continue. But anyway, yeah, we had a good year. Had a lot of things go on. Did a couple of expeditions back up into northwest Georgia. Had a couple of good sightings that we got photographs from that Mitch studied, and they looked very promising that they were Bigfoots. We've still got the activity going on here. It's not all the time. I think I've got a different creature now than the one that was leaving the 15-inch tracks. Now I've got one leaving 11-inch tracks. So we're kind of dealing with that now. For the new year coming, it's to really make the team better because we've grown by leaps and bounds. I don't know if I told you or not, but week before last, I became the vice president for the Chattahoochee Bigfoot organization. So now I'm kind of back bouncing between both teams. But we're going to get hit back up into North Georgia a few times this year. Got some investigations to check out. We still have stuff that, you know, that comes in periodically. That's about how we're going for it, and we're going to shoot not to have any more heart attacks.
Now, on those lines, are you feeling better now that they've opened up the blockage and stuff? So are you actually maybe even feeling better than you were before you got sick?
Well, actually not. Actually about the same. I really haven't seen a difference, you know. What I have seen is that, you know, I can't get out right yet. It's probably still too soon. But, you know, the doctor released me and said, you know, go do what you're going to do, and you don't know how much you can do. And we were putting the trailer in today. Mine and Brenda's over here on the side yard back in the woods. So I get back and get real close and personal with this thing. And I started, you know, after a few minutes of chopping on some trees, I started having old chest pains again. So that kind of said, well, wait a minute, slow down. So, you know, but it's working its way back up, you know. I'll still be out there doing it. I'll do that till the day I die. I just can't do it as fast.
You just got to pace yourself.
There you go. There you go. Well, you know, it's like Tom's grand, what'd you say was the grandfather? A Bigfoot? Is that what you call the godfather of Bigfoot? Yeah, the godfather of Bigfoot.
The godfather of Bigfoot.
Yeah. That's it. I guess I'm the grand old man.
Well, that's all right. Just keep doing it, and that'll keep you younger.
Hey, you know what that's like? Yeah, Tom's had the heart attacks, too, and if you think about it, we just all get together and you just call it the Crypt Team.
Yeah, instead of Crypto, the Crypt.
We get it done either way.
Well, Dan, I want to thank you so much for coming on. It's been a while, and we hope to have you on a lot more. Now that you're feeling a little better, we will. I'll be checking with you more frequently here to make sure that what you got. Of course, you'll always let me know if something's going on, and we'll get you back on the show. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we definitely will, Marco, and we're looking forward to getting the Georgia Adventures radio show back up on Blog Talk with your help. So,
yep, tomorrow I'll be contacting you about that.
Okay, and we can let everybody know when it's going to be.
Absolutely, we'll post it on the websites.
Great. Yeah, and just let everybody know what Alex was saying about Mitch's book on the Mogollon Monster. Did
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
It's a great book. I've read it, and it's a great book.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, and hope you have a very happy new year, you and your family.
Well, you too. You too.
Take care, Chan.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Alex.
See you later. Yes, Marco. See you later, Jan.
Our last.
Who do we have next?
Is Bruce. And Bruce.
It's a little.
How are you,
Michael? Oops, didn't mean to interrupt you, Marco. But you kind of reversed things tonight. We got Bruce usually first. We got Bruce last. That's
well,
pretty
we
cool.
Well, we had to kind of mix it up a little bit tonight, and I had a. It was a matter of cut and paste.
you did really good, and we saved Bruce 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes. So we're doing good. Bruce, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Good. And happy birthday.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you.
And I hope...
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, I imagine you're getting hit with some heavy weather, but say what you wanted to say before I started talking.
It was just, if I may, say a prayer for your mom and... send her a little hope, and I would like to do that and tell her a little story.
Oh, awesome. Definitely. Go for it. Thank you, Bruce.
You know, I'm a praying man. I pray every day. And, you know, the thing that's the matter with your mom, the cancer, I had a cousin and another friend that both had cancer, that were going through chemo, and talked to them, and I told them I would pray for them. I was faithful and prayed every day, every day. I never gave up, and to this day they're cancer free, and I know it's God's work, and I would like to pray for your mom and try and do the same for her. And I would like to set my faith, you know, with her faith.
Oh, Bruce, that is so genuinely awesome and wonderful. Please do. Please do. And, you know, I don't know what really it is, but something's working. You know, the tumors that the major tumors that she had in her lungs, one of them is supposedly shrinking and dying, and the other one is shrinking. So, you know, it's still too early to tell, but, you know, there is a little hope, and maybe last year they didn't think there was any. So that's pretty cool. So whatever you guys are doing, please keep doing it, because something's working, and it doesn't hurt, and it's just really wonderful and nice, and I appreciate it. And I'm sure my mom does, too.
You know, my dad told me one time, he said, you know, son, he said, prayer is the only medicine that can heal anything. And he said, it's free. And he said, use it. And so I would like to say one little short prayer for her, if I may. God, we just come to you in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, for a special blessing, Lord. You took your stripes on your back for our healings, God. And God, just heal her little body, Lord, and let her become well, Lord. And God, we just thank you and praise you now for healing her. And we give you thanks, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bruce.
Amen.
Thank you.
Bruce, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. People don't realize, but so many of you, we wanted to get as many people as we could on. Unfortunately, we couldn't get everybody, but there's so many people. Bruce, there's so many people that are part of our family, part of our Bigfoot family, friends out there, and we just want to thank everybody for being a part of this, because this show and everything else with it wouldn't be anything without you and without your participation and without all of your prayers and all of your well wishes to us. Bruce, thank you so much. I wish you a very merry, well, we had a Merry Christmas, but I wish you a very, very happy New Year, you and your Donna.
Well, that was my wife's sister that passed away, but thank you anyway. And you guys have a merry or a happy New Year, and God bless everybody. We love you, and we're praying for you. We're pulling for you. And
thank you, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, you know what? We love you too, buddy, and we wish you all the best too. And we think about you for every show. The few shows that you're not here, I actually wonder why.
Well, it's because I'm out of town, or, you know, I just can't make it, you know. I'm away from the phone.
Well, that's not very often. You're always here for us. That's really cool. Any do we have time, Marco? Any activity in your area, Bruce? Anything new or plans for 2/11?
No, but I'm going to be the first one to capture Bigfoot. I'm just still waiting for Tom. We got a super highway here with these Bigfoot, and I'm just waiting for somebody that knows what to do, you know, before I go, you know, trying to run them down. I know where they're at, and, you know, Tom's been 20 minutes from them, and that's where we live, 20 minutes from the mountain there, so, you know, they're right here. We're not going anywhere, and they're not either, so everybody's safe.
Now, again, in your location, the creatures live year-round?
Yeah. It was in January when Tom came up and pictures of the Bigfoot tracks around that lake there. And then he came up later, but in the spring. But, yeah, they're here year-round, I guess. My cousin is the one that spotted one with an elk under his arm, packing an elk through the snow field. So I believe they must be around here.
Well, there you go. They have food even in the winter, so they have no reason to leave. And plenty of cover, right?
Right. Nobody goes back there. I mean, you got to get off the couch to find them.
That's it.
Well, Bruce, I want to thank you so much for coming on and being with us. And you folks take care and have a very, very happy New Year.
Well,
and Alex, we got 1 minute. It's time for you to close the show. Give us the thing, my friend.
Excellent. Well, first off, I think I have to say thank you to everybody for the warm birthday wishes and everybody for saying nice things and praying for my mom, too. And beyond that, hope everyone has a great 2011, especially you, Marco, because no one knows more than me all the work you do to keep this stuff going. Hope you have a great 2011 with, you know, just like myself, no health issues and maybe just lots of work and good fortune. And
well, thank you, Alan.
Kudos and salutations to everybody. Keep Bigfooting.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Okay. 1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries, find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
Who are these prints? I'm awesome.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized there was something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like break in day, we'd hear these sirene-type screams.
But it is
and everything else, they just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen like a tree.
Somebody manufactured
the hand was freaking
into the woods.
Female
Bigfoot. Where the future lives.
Bigfoot lives to the movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests, Java Bob and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pact that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monster, mystery, legend, tales, and facts.